I show it to be 10:30. Do I have a motion to come out of executive session?
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, action to be considered after the executive session.
Discussion first.
Discussion first.
All right.
That's fine.
I've been battling this back and forth for a while now on what I thought about this whole situation, and I don't like it. I do like parts of it, and I'll tell you what they are, and that is the way the sergeant picked his board to oversee these applications. I think that was done correctly. I think he done that as unbiased as he probably could. But I think he was led astray in a lot of areas, that the information was to be brought to us in our final decision. It was to be our final decision, and that was not done. As I told that young lady, there's not a thing in the world against her with this whole process that's came up the way it has. It just was not done correctly after he made his choice. There should have been two or three names brought in here for us to decide on, and their resumes to go over, their backgrounds, and even possibly we might even have been told what their job expectations were going to be. I don't know exactly what Gail did down there. I have an idea. That's, I guess that's it. That's my feelings. If it was up to me, we'd do it all over again.
Okay, anyone else have a comment?
Well, I think all three of us, or all four of us, met with the DPS officer. I think they've done a good job. The process was pretty good. I don't have no problem with it. As far as intervening two or three, I don't know. The county does pay her benefits and her salary. And I don't know. I kind of feel like, too, it might be, I'd hate for the DPS officer to sit there and help me hire a blade operator. I mean, he knows what he needs down there. He's interviewed him. He thinks this applicant is the best one for the job. I don't want to interview two or three of them. I think I'll accept his recommendation and go with her. That's my feelings for it.
Anyone else?
My only thought is that he was given a lot of bad information to start with. If anybody has any doubt about who's supposed to hire this person, they need to read page 4 of the personnel manual and do it right to begin with next time.
Okay. Anyone else? Motion?
You mentioned you was going to notify this lady that was in here today. Do you want to, in other words, you want to give final okay or start over, or what? Is that what you're asking for?
I will notify her the decision of the court.
In other words, you want a motion to either accept her as the employee or not?
Yes, sir.
I move we take the DPS officer Mark Hilton's recommendation and hire Jessica Halter for the position of secretary.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Effective when, please?
Ooh.
Start date?
Oh.
December 1?
That would be a good start date, if...
Yeah. I agree.
He may want something sooner, but I don't know whether...
Well, I think he originally wanted to shoot for November 1st, but...
But he didn't even make November 1st.
But I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier on retirement. I'm thinking on our book work. It makes it easier for retirement.
Yeah.
Everything, if it's charged at a certain date, okay.
Y'all need to tell him. I haven't talked to him, so...
December 1st, then. Well, we'll write that down, and if that doesn't work, I'll bring it back to you next week. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
And one nay. And anyone else have any business to bring up today?
You gonna call him?
I will call Mark also. I've already told him I'd call him.
Next Monday at 9:30?
Next Monday at 9:30, and it should take an hour or less.
Okay, I need to tell y'all, Ricky Langford had to go ahead and leave, but he wanted me to let y'all know too, he forgot about it before he left out here, that Mortensen Construction with the wind farms is gonna start hiring on December the 9th and the 10th. And they're gonna have a job seminar on the 9th at the Texas Workforce, and on the 10th, they'll have a job seminar at the Henrietta City Hall. He didn't put times down here, but they're gonna start hiring for the wind farms.
Was he gonna put that in the paper?
He did not say. He just told me to
I
make y'all aware.
I thought I seen something about it in the paper.
Where's the two locations, Mom? I'm sorry.
On the 9th, it'll be the Texas Workforce, and he didn't give me a time. And on the 10th, it'll be at the Henrietta City Hall, and he didn't give me a time there either. And I agree, it will probably be in the paper. It may have already been in the paper. He said he thinks maybe these first ones are gonna probably like be hiring people to go put those arms on them.
Huh.
Yeah.
In other words, up high. Uh-huh.
I would think that would have to be more specific people.
They'll have that at the job seminar. He said they'll discuss it.
They didn't have a date on these areas, these workforce, or this Henrietta City Hall?
The date?
Yes.
Yes, the 9th on the workforce.
Okay, sorry.
December, and December the 10th on the Henrietta City Hall.
Okay.
But no time.
Thank you.
He didn't give me the times.
And I saw a permit come across my desk from whatever the permits are out of Austin, that they were permitting or requesting discussion for a permit for a batch concrete plant to be placed on Cobb Road.
A what?
Batch concrete plant.
Batch,
B-A-T-C-H. B-A-T-C-H.
Portable concrete plant. No.
Oh.
It's a portable plant.
So they can do all the
concrete there. And
they can tear it towers. They can tear up more roads that way.
You can build it, don't it?
That's a pretty good... Y'all can concrete on each one. It's about 6 foot deep, isn't it?
No,
it's deeper than that.
Is it deeper than
it's
that?
It's 18, isn't it?
Can you imagine how many trucks that just added going up and down my road?
Those footings are 25 foot deep.
25? Okay. I thought 18.
That's what I remember. It's 25. But I might be wrong.
Foot square?
I think 25.
Just
might be wrong. I remember the... Talking about if they ever abandoned it.
Oh, is that what you handed me out in the hall? That's why I can't find it in here,
because
I've already
got
it
off.
Okay.
So, Lindy, a wild guess, that will probably add about 40 to 50 truck trips a day, additional to them up and down that poor old road that's going to be destroyed.
Join the crowd.
Is that on your list, John?
That pipeline did to mine.
No, it's not.
Nine of them.
Cobb Road wasn't on your list?
It was.
Well, Cobb's not going to be the biggest problem. It's the outer world. That's where they'll come in.
Come out.
Yeah, they'll have that destroyed.
You know the bad part about that, John? Archer County's going to get the same thing. They're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah, at least I have it in the contract. They got to keep the road.
Usually the sheriff gets one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
they're not gonna get taxed.
Yeah, the sheriff usually gets one too.
And they don't have any, they don't have any contracts, so they gotta fix the Archer County roads either.
Yep. That's true.
We're having problems with cell phone bills, especially with the ones that write a check personally. They're not getting credit to the proper accounts whenever we send a personal check. From this point forward, I suppose, we're gonna pay for the bills in full.
Out of y'all's budgets.
Out of y'all's budgets or whatever. You will turn around and write us the difference and we will deposit it into our account.
You won't get to use it till next year. Unless y'all choose to go get a personal phone and us just reimburse y'all $50. And part of the problem too is they're crediting it to the juvenile.
Johnny's is going to the juvenile.
Yes.
Air card.
Yeah.
Yours is going, we haven't figured out where yours is going.
You can't get anybody to answer.
It's all confused for now.
I suppose it's US Cellular's not our problem. We send them in separate envelopes and everything else.
And different account numbers and the whole nine yards.
We tried every way in the world not to get it credited wrong, but it happens. So we're hunting for an April payment that went in. Judges, I don't even know if it's cleared your account yet or not. It shows that it went through the bank, I'm sure. I don't know.
But it just means more is going to come out of y'all's utility line, and then you won't get to use it till next year because it'll just be a reimbursement when y'all write us a personal check.
Okay. Do we write a check every month?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I wondered, just like the same way we've been doing.
But if your bill's $175, that we're going to pay the $175, and you're going to turn around and write us the difference of that.
Right.
But it's not going to go back in your budget until next year.
Right. And if yours is, the difference.
But then, utilities is not in personal budget.
His is.
His is.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
I see. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking about mine.
It'd just be back to us. It's going to be a miscellaneous.
Really, the only ones that don't have personal cell phones, Lindy's never goes over. His never goes over. Is you have one of those prepaid ones or whatever, and we pay you $50. So the only ones we have that we have a problem with
are
those.
Go get you a personal phone.
Right.
Well, mine was a personal account and a personal phone, but when we did all this, I swapped it over to county.
You could go put it back to personal.
Yeah,
y'all could put them both back to personal.
Because we're going to pay for the bills in full.
Dan just said one of them, and I don't know who. She didn't tell me whose. Y'all's plan is even more than $50.
Yeah.
The plan you have.
Probably mine.
So, I mean, it's...
Because mine runs over every month.
Mine's about $75 a month. And I pay $25.
Is that what your plan is, or are you just the overage?
Oh, that's the plan itself.
So, see, it'd be better if you had your own plan and us just reimbursed you $50.
And you pay for out of your pocket.
Yeah.
You still keep the same number.
Yes. Yeah. Just put
and
it over
you
in.
You probably get a better plan with now than
the
you
way
could.
The way it is, yeah.
Going plan. Back and renegotiating him.
Yours is AT&T. Yours is US Cellular. So
right.
It's two different ones. His AT&T
goes
to
the air card down yonder.
And your US Cellular goes on side.
Somebody's getting some credit.
So what about contracts and getting out of the contract and all that kind of thing?
You signed a contract? I don't know.
I'm assuming I did.
I haven't ever signed a contract.
You just need to go and tell them to put it over. And since you're the one that's on there, I don't know. They may call you, Deborah. It's been so long ago.
Well, we can answer
if it's
all
been
the questions.
Over 2 years
right.
down, your contract already worn.
They don't ask us any personal questions or PIN numbers.
I can't remember how long it's been since I'm.
So I'd just go back to US Cellular and tell them that you want that same number, but you want it...
A better plan.
A better plan, and you want it to be your personal phone and go to your address, and then you'll bring us the bill each month, a copy of the bill, and we'll pay you $50 out of your
that
utilities.
Will be all that comes out of your utilities.
Yes, that'd be
it.
It
would be the $50. But now it's going to be whatever the... your 50 and whatever
the whole
the
thing, and then y'all pay me a check,
It may be a few days before I get to Wichita, but as soon as I do, I'll get it taken care of.
And yours may not. I don't know. I don't know why you changed to it.
I did it, and I can't remember why.
Are these,
probably for
are these
the sake
available?
Of taxes.
Probably not.
I don't know about that, Johnny, if they're still about, and you wouldn't have to switch phones.
No,
you don't have to switch phones. You just want to go change your account information. But I looked online, Johnny, I don't think, I don't know that they make those anymore. They might, but.
They might even give you a phone that's up to the 20th century.
Well, he wouldn't.
He says, I want to be in the 20th
century. Wouldn't be able to use it.
Deanna got one like that not very long ago. She had a.
They're a little more expensive, I think so.
She had a smartphone and she hated it and she changed back to.
I don't know if my wife's phone's ringing, it just has to ring because I don't know how to answer it.
Well, a lot of people too like those too because they're small enough, they fold up, they put in your pocket. And
they have
and
some
they're
small
just,
ones.
But I, when I looked online, you had to pay a little more for them than you even do these.
The reason
but
that we swapped over was something to do with the taxes or something.
Yeah.
And if it's personal, you'll have to pay the taxes.
Yeah, and that was the difference. And that's why we did it. And we did that 15 years ago.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, because that's when they, and it may have been longer than that, yeah.
Or you could, they'll get you a personal phone and use your personal phone and leave this one as a county phone, but not, and it wouldn't ever go over 50. Well, yours would if your plans are already $75.
But you'd have to carry two phones, and that's not.
Yeah, I'll just go get a personal phone and be done with it.
Well, you don't have to go.
Get Cindy to look online,
well,
Johnny.
Well, I'm saying, though,
change
the
plan.
Yeah. I can do that.
I can't also.
Sometimes you can find those phones online better than you can.
Yeah, we've already got an account.
Get Cindy to look online. Yeah. Under
then you can just add that number to that account. I mean, you know, if you Cindy's already got one with US Cellular, you just.
Yeah, you, the more lines you get, the
you
cheaper
just add
it gets.
To her account. You should get a discount by the more numbers you've got.
I think some of the plans they have four lines and it's $140.
Yeah.
I need to find three people. It'd be cheaper than for me on my plan. My plan's $100 a month.
Next couple of times we're paying them.
It changes every.
Okay. We'll
six
get
months.
It,
I
we'll
go up there and change the whole plan anyway.
Oh, mine doesn't ever change, but it's $100 just for me to have the internet and all that stuff.
Well,
on
we
there.
Have several of ours on, and we go up there about once every 6 months or 8 months, and just I go in there and say, okay, this is our plan now. We got something better.
Yep.
They always got something better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'd have to like three more people. To get online for mine to be cheaper, and I don't like three more people.
And you don't want to be responsible to pay for them either.
No, I don't want to like three more people.
Okay. Anything else? We're adjourned.